Up next, Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff, economist at Boston University and author of the INFORM Act. The Social Security law has changed. Key secrets may require action before April 30th, 2016. If you or your spouse turns 66 by then, you need my featured guest's new New York Times bestseller, Dr. Lawrence Kotlikoff. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Great pleasure to be with you.
Get What's Yours. It's received a very warm welcome. I'd like to share just a few comments from, you know, some of the Cognoscente, an indispensable, surprisingly entertaining guide to Social Security from a former news anchor, a great book, and it's entertaining too. The professor grasps the intricacies of this complex system. Care to tell listeners what led you and your co-authors to pen this bestseller, please?
Well, we realized that people had essentially no clue and that they were getting terrible advice, if you can call it that, Social Security offices. What's going on there is just a disgrace. Most of the people there are undertrained, overwhelmed. I changed my 96-year-old mom's Social Security address today. You know, they don't know the system very well. And so there are people leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table by following what they think is the right thing to do, and they go to the Social Security office and they're told stuff that's not right, and then they're induced to take their benefits early. I think I wouldn't be surprised if the workers there think that they're going to get a bigger bonus at the end of the year, just have a higher chance of keeping their job the more benefit requests they file, and they're filing people far too early because you have 80% of households are taking, of workers are taking their retirement benefits before for retirement age. Only 2% are taking them at 70, even though their benefits start at a 76% higher value adjusted for inflation than they do at 62. So the entire collection process is an abject failure. That whole decision making is just at one quick glance at the numbers, you can see that they have screwed up for millions of Americans, pushing them into taking benefits early. And the logic that they've been using is they're saying, well, look, it doesn't matter when you take it. It's a break even. Take it now, because if you don't take it now, you could die and die before you get anything. And that is backwards, because if you die, you're going to be in heaven and not need money. If you when you live to 100, that you are going to be kicking yourself every month when you're opening up a check that's not 6% higher than the check you're opening because you took your benefits at 62. So part of the book that we wrote, Get What's Yours, became a New York Times national bestseller for 6 months. It was New York Times number one bestseller for a week or two. It got, I think, a lot of interest because we explained how to think about longevity risk, and that Social Security is really an insurance mechanism, and that the real risk is not dying. The real risk, financially speaking, is living. So part of it was that. Part of it was dealing with the complexity and explaining for different types of people what they should do. And part of it was helping people understand that they have to tell Social Security what to do, not ask them when they go into the office. They can't rely on them to get anything except the wrong answer. That's the only thing you can really rely on when it comes to Social Security, because not because people are trying other, you know, the people that come in the office, they're all primarily well-meaning, but they seem to think for sure they know the answers. I had one lady, just to give you an example, who went to the Tacoma, Washington office after having called Social Security 5 times on the phone, spoke to 5 different people. She was 63 when she took her retirement benefit. She was 66 at the time she interacted with me, which was last spring. And she wanted to suspend her retirement benefit and start it up again at 70 at a 32% higher number value, which is her perfect legal right. And 5 times on the phone when she was told I wasn't allowed to do this. Then she goes to the Tacoma office and is told by somebody who's been on the job for 6 months she's not allowed to do it. Then she says, well, I just read this in the book. Could you please get your supervisor come? Well, the supervisor comes over. It's a Mrs. Brown. She says, absolutely, you're not allowed to do this. And so now we've got 7 people that have told her the wrong thing. And then, fortunately, the lady Mrs. Brown's telephone number. Friday night, one Friday night after this happened, after she met Mrs. Brown the same day, I left a message on Mrs. Brown's telephone. I said, Mrs. Brown, could you please call me over the weekend, or otherwise you're going to be very famous in PBS NewsHour's column that I write every Monday. I'm going to describe this misinformation that you just provided to this lady. We'll just let everybody understand how job you're doing. And Mrs. Brown, to her credit, took my still seemed to be unsure about what to do, but she told her boss, the head of the office at Tacoma, Washington, to call me. So Saturday morning, I got a call. He's in there working on Saturday, to his credit. He says, I've been working at Social Security for 30 years. I've never heard of this. Well, you know, I've been writing about this, and every other financial columnist, I'm not a financial columnist as a main profession, but I do write financial columns. I write a lot about Social Security. People have been writing about this for years, okay? And it's not a mystery that you can you can suspend your benefits, start up again. Anyway, the head of the office doesn't know about this. He tells me, after working there for 30 years, this is the eighth person who seems to not understand the basics, one of the most basic features of Social Security. Anyway, he says, hold on, I'm going to check on this, I'll get back to you. 2 hours later, he calls me back. He's absolutely right. We're going to have the lady in on Monday and fix this up. You know, it's really not a knock on these people. They tried their best, but they were quite sure and adamant that without going off and doing research for this lady, that they had things right. And they had things 100% wrong, including all the folks they talked to on the phone. So you have to know what to tell Social Security to do. And you have to say, here's what I want to do. And you got to go in the office and have them sign a piece of paper saying that they received exactly what you asked them to do, because they can go and turn around and do the wrong thing for you or to you. And you'll have no way of documenting that these are the reasons that I wrote the book. It wasn't, I didn't think the book was going to be successful particularly. I'd written 16 books, and none of them were bestsellers. But the combination of myself and Paul Solomon, who's a PBS NewsHour economics correspondent, and Phil Mueller, who's a personal finance columnist of long standing, I think the three voices blended together, and we tried to keep it funny and also angry. I think it's a disgrace to the public. So there's a certain amount of anger in this book about how people are being treated by the basic savings system of our country that nobody can understand. So these things showed up in the book and made it pretty successful.
I'd like to do a quick recapitulation here of everything you've just thrown out there, because you and Mr. Mueller and Solomon, I think, quite a service for people. I mean, look, when the head of that department, or who knows how far up the ladder, doesn't even know you can suspend and reactivate your Social Security benefits, how many tens of thousands of other people out there? These are folks who are at a point in life where they've paid into the system, they need the help the most, and they're starving for the right information.
Thank you. And I just want to mention one other thing, which is that on the side, I have a software company, and we have a program called MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com, MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. It's a $40 program. And in addition to reading the book and reading columns I've written about the new law, which was passed in November, which is posted at that website, MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com, having that background and then also running our program, and it's very easy. It looks like TurboTax, the way it's laid out. You'll know exactly what to do when you go to the Social Security office and say, here's exactly what I want to do. I want to follow these instructions. Please sign that you received this. And write, I received this, on the printout of the PDF that says what to do at what time. This is exactly what I want to do. I want you to sign and confirm. I want to do exactly this and nothing else. Because, you know, people, for example, try to wait till 70. They go in about 3 months early to take their age 70 retirement benefit, just to sign up and say, I'd like to get my benefits starting at 70. And then they find out that somebody decided that they should give them 6 months of retroactive benefits. So they push them back 9 months from age 70. They lose 9 months of retirement credits. Their benefit is basically 6% lower for the rest of their life because somebody decided to take on them, some staffer decided that they were going to help this person by giving them retroactive benefits, which is exactly the opposite of what they wanted. That's the kind of thing that's happening all the time. Not exactly that one, but things like that are happening because unless you have it in black and white. This happened to my dentist. You know, I talked to him. He's 72. He told me that he'd wait until 70 to collect his retirement benefit. He said, you know what, I went in 3 months early, and then they gave a retroactive check for 6 months, and you didn't even know it. And this is a top dentist at the Mass General Hospital.
There's pearls of wisdom here for virtually everyone. And what I mean is, whether you're single, married, widowed, with or without dependents, no matter your status, no matter the category that they're going to toss you into.
Well, I want to really caution the listeners here that the book was exactly accurate before they changed the law on November 1st. And now, if you're going to read the book, you also have to read my columns that are at MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. It were published after November 1st, where I talk about the new law and what it means, because some of the strategies we laid out in the book are no longer legitimate or valid for people under certain ages, for younger people. And some people were grandfathered under the old law. So it's a combination of these two things. We are going to have a revised version of the book out in May that we're working on right now. But first, completely up to date, it deals with all the new provisions. It deals with disabled people and the children's benefits and spousal benefits. So when you asked, is there something that some people can, some married couples can get spousal benefits, there's some couples right now who can't get spousal benefit for one of the two of them, but get divorced, they can get two spousal benefits, maybe increase their lifetime income by $100,000 and live together just as if they were married, and when they're 70, get remarried. From what I understand, I think that's perfectly legal. There's whoever wrote this change in the law did it in 5 minutes in the dead of night and with no public hearings, the most undemocratic thing you could think of. And then it was all handed to Congress as a fait accompli. Vote on this in the next 2 days. You can read about the healthcare, Obamacare bill after you voted for it. Now, that to me is one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard a politician say. And in this country, that deserves resigning over or apologizing publicly to the country. And here she was, Speaker of the House. Not that I have anything against Democrats versus Republicans. You know, I'm not like a Republican that hates Democrats or a Democrat that hates Republicans. But to me, I was just revolted by that. But that's exactly what happened here, November 1st. No chance for people in Congress to look at what happened, what was being voted on. Had I not written my column the next, the morning after the draft legislation came out, there wouldn't have been these grandfather clauses. The guys at those treaty told me the column led to the amendments that were passed within a few hours after my column came out, because I was pointing out that people's checks were going to be cut because of this new bill. And then they passed the bill to grandfather certain people. So things have gotten more complicated in the short run. Depending on your age, the software will help. The book will give you a kind of a general idea, and then the columns. Anyway, also just reading my column on a routine basis at PBS NewsHour will help people who we think of democracy is all about.
Well, Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff, what a pleasure having you here today, sir. We'll make sure there are links up to not only the book, but your column, as well as information, this interesting software. Frankly, I'm interested in it, just for my family as well. I want to wish you a happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, and Merry Christmas, sir, and please return to the show.
Same to you and all the listeners. Thank you.